Hey, light audio recordists. Are you well? Because you're looking well. This is Ronan Fitzgerald from lightaudiorecording.com, and it's Thursday, March 28th, 2019. You are listening to episode 7 of the Light Audio Recording Podcast. How are ya? In this episode, we'll discuss BandLab's latest updates, a story about counterfeit pro audio gear, and a new solution for those looking to emulate the Beatles. And hopefully this'll inspire you to plug in and make some noise over the weekend. A month ago, we spoke about how BandLab's most recent update was their biggest yet. Well, despite that, they have not been resting on their laurels and announced a few more features on their blog on March 20th. Speaking of which, one of said new updates is the ability to find out about new updates directly in the app. Going forward, there'll be a wrapped gift icon on the notifications page that'll take you to a list of the latest updates. They've also improved the functionality of their global player so that it's now less obtrusive, sitting at the bottom of the screen, and you can give songs you like an in-app like by tapping the heart icon in the player. Last month's update included their creator kits, and this month they've already updated it. If you tap out your beats and the timing is slightly off, the input quantization function will fix it with the tap of an icon on your screen. That's incredibly cool. Next, we have an odd story from China. Pro Sound Network reported on March 18th that a Sound Poo electronics equipment factory was raided by police. In the raid, which took place last October, they found the company was manufacturing counterfeit pro audio gear. Among the names Sound Poo were ripping off were Shure, Sennheiser, Yamaha, and Harman. And you can be sure those companies are taking legal action against the manufacturer and are working together on the matter. The raid itself was instigated by Shure. The CEOs of all companies have decried their intellectual property being ripped off as the manufacturer of equipment bearing their brand's name at substandard quality. They encouraged pro audio enthusiasts to buy their gear only from authorized dealers, but didn't address the cost of pro audio gear that creates the demand for counterfeit goods in the first place. Don't worry, at lightaudiorecording.com, we only use and recommend legit gear. This month, the piece of gear that most caught my eye is a pedal from Aklam Guitars, called the Dr. Robert. Yes, it's named after the Beatles song from the Revolver album. The pedal emulates the Vox UL730 amp, as used by the Beatles extensively on that album. It's an early example of a hybrid amp, combining a solid-state preamp and a tube output amp. It was supposed to replace Vox's AC30, but poor build quality and newer designs saw many of the original UL730s return to Vox. Only about 102 were made, with about 25 believed to be in existence today. So, boutique gear makers Aklam have replicated the rare amp. I couldn't find a demo, but I look forward to hearing it. There are two UL730s on Reverb right now. The cheapest one costs more than $23,000, and the more expensive one was owned by George Harrison, so costs more than $100,000. The Dr. Robert pedal will probably cost over $200, so it's definitely the compact and affordable solution for emulating the Revolver guitar sound. And finally, a recent report says it's a good time to be a microphone manufacturer. The Global Music Microphone Market Report has an incredibly catchy name and says that the microphone business is expected to grow with a compound annual growth rate of roughly 4.5% over the next 5 years. This means that the microphone business will be worth $2,590 million in 2024. That's up from $1,990 million in 2019. The reason for this is largely being placed with improvements in microphone manufacture in China. As long as you're not making counterfeits, I guess it's fine. And that's all for this month. I look forward to bringing you the next roundup of news in the next podcast at the end of April 2019. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the Light Audio Recording blog at lightaudiorecording.com, where you can follow the exploration of recording music in an affordable and compact way. You can also find Light Audio Recording on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I'm Ronan Fitzgerald. You've been listening to episode 7. Have a great weekend recording your music, and I'll catch you next time.